You're listening to History Radio, radio for American history lovers. Educate. History Radio. This is the Jazz Join Roy Time Mobile. I'm Roy O'Dell Gray Sr. I'll take you to 1970. Vice President Spiro Agnew wants to talk about the generation gap.
The student now goes to college to proclaim rather than to learn. The lessons of the past are ignored and obliterated in a contemporary antagonism known as the generation gap. A spirit of national masochism prevails, encouraged by an effete core of impudent snobs who characterize themselves as intellectuals.
We're still in 1970. It's the Kent State shootings in the Time-O-Ville.
There was a rally. Everybody met on the commons. And everybody just gathered around, organized. We just stood there, and all the kids wanted to do was have a talk, tell them what was going on, why, the whole bit. And it was orderly. No kids were out of hand. They just wanted to talk. Two sergeants throwing tear gas, and the kids were picking up and throwing them back at the cops. And they chased the kids over the hill. The cops were boxed in. There was kids all around them. All of a sudden, cops got trigger happy and shot kids.
You're in the Jazz Joy and Roy Time-O-Ville with me, Roy. This is 1971. Gloria Steinem now wants to talk about the women's liberation movement.
This is no simple reform. It really is a revolution. Sex and race, because they are easy, visible differences, have been the primary ways of organizing human beings into superior and inferior groups and into the cheap labor on which this system still depends. We are talking about a society in which there will be no roles other than those chosen or those earned. We are really talking about humanism.
Uh-oh, it is now 1972 in the Time-O-Ville. And it's the Olympics massacre.
We mourn our Israel friends, victims of this brutal assault. The Olympic flag and the flags of all the world fly at half mast. Sadly, in this imperfect world, the greater and the more important the Olympic Games become, the more they are open to commercial, political, and now criminal pressure.
Buckle your seatbelt here in the Time-O-Ville. I am taking you, I promise you, to 1973. President Richard Nixon announces the end of the Vietnam War.
I have asked for this radio and television time tonight for the purpose of announcing that we today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
Oh, this will be fun. Let's stay in 1973 for just a moment. President Richard Nixon, he denies Watergate.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
And I shall move you along here in the Time-O-Ville to 1974. President Richard Nixon resigns.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
Well, at least one more thing for right now in 1974, huh? Because President Gerald Ford grants the pardon. Yeah, that pardon.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, pursuant to the pardon power conferred upon me by Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
East Coast, West Coast, in between, it's radio.
You're listening to History Radio, radio for American history lovers.
Educate.
History Radio.